Dartmouth to Greenway Round Walk, Dart Valley Trail. Wildlife. Seals follow the salty waters of the estuary upstream and are not an uncommon sight. Look out for their long, muzzled, whiskered heads bobbing just above the surface as they hang in the water between dives. The estuary is rich in bird life. Herons nest in the riverside trees on the Greenway estate. You can see these tall birds standing motionless by the water's edge or flying overhead with ponderous grace on long, slow wing beats, their necks tucked back in on themselves. Wading birds feed on the shore following the tide out. You may see small flocks of white-breasted, brownish-backed dunlin along with orange-billed oyster catcher. Turnstones have short bills, short orange legs, black breasts and white undersides. Flocks of them ferret around in the seaweed and debris on the shore. Curlews, whose name comes from the sound of their piping call, can also be seen here, as can ringed plovers, with their orange bills, black and white heads, and a distinctive black ring around the neck. Woodland birds include buzzard, sparrowhawk, and the bounding flight of the red, black and white great spotted woodpecker. The National Trust estate at Greenway is managed particularly for farmland birds. These include yellowhammers with their unmistakable brilliant yellow heads and the rare searle bunting, a small green and brown bird with a black and yellow striped face. You may also hear the airborne skylark's liquid song from high above these fields. Longwood is home to the silver-washed fritillary butterfly. This large and handsome fritillary has deep orange wings and black markings. Roe deer also find shelter in Longwood. The roe is a fairly small and delicate deer with short antlers. It is a rich brown in colour with a white patch at the rump and a large black nose. As you walk up the hill towards Greenway Gardens, butcher's broom can be seen growing in the woodland edge to the right. This spiky, spiny little shrub has small oval leaves clustered up its stems and bright red berries. Bundles of it were once used to scour butcher's block and were made into prickly tents around meat to keep the mice off.